yeah, gang gang, what up? What's that say? Ati what up? Hey, I remember back in the day we used to say ati what up. Ati mo dotko na salimiana. What up? And say big up. Anyways, guys, how are you doing? Where? Aki, when was the last time nilongelesha, by the way? When was the last time I was on this podcast? Around a month ago, aki guys, I've missed you guys. How are you doing? How is life? Especially, how is life after election? How is life post-election? Maisha na wapelekaje wase, how are you adapting with the new fifth president? Musha itabidi mume
so
maisha na wapelekaje. I hope life is good on you. We are adapting pole pole, sindo, one step at a time, sindo. We adapt pole pole, although the economy natupeleka vibaya. So like, eyes now around the fifth president, like clumsy, like you know, I was like thinking the other day, like how it feels like to be Ruto now, like all eyes are on him, like everyone is watching his steps, like yani what kila msana mkumbusha, like Mr. President, you need to do this. Like yesterday, Zana, I was watching a feature on NTV. It was a story arc on Mr. President. How yani everybody is kumbushering him how about his manifesto. Kila mtu anamkumbusha about his manifesto, what he promised, guys, and it's now time to start delivering. I'm like, where? You know, pressure. The pressure is getting worse. Hey, like what like, hey, what is going on in the head of the president? Like it's so like, hey, it's so hard, man. But sindio alitaka mtoto akililia wembe umpe ama wasoile wanasema ngaji. So the ball is in his court. So yeah. Anyways, I've missed you guys. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of Unspoken. By the way, for your information, we are about to finish season 1. I think this is episode 19, if I'm not wrong. This is episode 19. Alafu another episode will come, episode 20. Alafu tukafunge season 1, and then we proceed to season 2. It's nice. Thank you for the support, kabisa. Thank you for all those people who show up, manze, who listen to my podcast repeatedly, who share my podcast, manze. Thank you for the support. Mwendele hivo ama. A lot of things have happened, by the way. A lot of things have happened since we talked. A lot of things. The last time I was here, it was before elections, before we went for the elections. So now, elections in Peter, tukaenda Supreme Court, tukaenda inauguration. Yani vitu zikafanyika, now we have a new president. Now it's like, well, a lot has happened, but I hope you guys are well. I've missed you. Welcome to this episode. And let's get the ball rolling. Unspoken is a podcast hosted by Awino Awiti. It aims to take its listeners on a self-improvement journey by talking on relevant, relatable life topics that we all go through but are afraid to talk about. She also sits down with guests from different walks of life who share their journey in life and how to make an impact in whatever you're doing. So sit down, get comfortable, and get your cup of coffee or uji or tea or whatever makes you happy, and let's figure this thing called life one podcast at a time. Remember to follow us and engage with us on our social media platforms at Unspoken Podcast KE and at Awino Awiti. Catch all our episodes on Spotify and all audio streaming platforms. So, according to me, I feel like, you know, having this new president, having like, I was viewing it to a point like, it's a new start. For me, I felt like this is a new start. As much as it's not for me, but I'm thinking that, like, that now we have a new president, like, it's now, everything is going to change. I was like, it's a new start. I want to make this a new start for me too. Like, that was my challenge. That was what I was thinking. Like, I want to adapt new habits. I want to do new things. I want to explore. Like, I want to just nini. So that was my challenge. That was what I tasked myself to do. Like, adapting. Hustler Nation, muko wapi? Wake up. So it's our time. It's the time. So I challenged myself, like, I want to start something, like I want to adapt new habits, adapt new behaviors, do things I've never done, like explore and get out of my comfort zone. That is the point. I want to get out of my comfort zone. I want to do things that I've never done. I want to explore. I want to be creative. I want to do big things. I want to do great things. So that was what inspired this episode today. Getting out of your comfort zone. Getting out of your routine. Not living a basic life or just doing things just for the sake. Today, I wanted to share with you guys how to get out of your routine and the importance of that. Getting out of your routine, getting out of your comfort zone, and doing things that make you uncomfortable, achieving great things. So elections are over. It's time for us to put in the work. As much as we're expecting the president, as much as we're all expecting the president to fulfill his manifesto, siji ungaya unga ugali itakuwa 70 bob, siji tutapewa, siji there will be the internet, will have free internet, mara petrol prices, mara siji the education system, a lot of things that have been promised. What about yourself? What changes are you trying to make in your life? That is the question. What are you trying to make in your life? Ama, you just want to continue with your life like venye ilikuwa, like just want to live your life the same every day. Wake up, subuhi, take your bath, maybe take breakfast, go to work if you have work. You go to work, maybe 8 to 5, your 8 to 5 job. Go to work by 5 p.m., you're out of work. You go back to your house, cook your dinner, go to bed. The next day, wake up, switch off your alarm like 7 times before you wake up. And then you get to wake up, you move your way pole pole until you bathe. Is that what you want to be doing, like every day until when? Do you want to be living that life daily? Me today, I'm just here to tell you guys, maybe get out of your comfort zone, do things that you're uncomfortable doing. I was reading there's a book I am currently reading, my current read. It's a book by Joel Osteen. It's called It's Your Time. So the book basically, it talks about a lot of mind-opening things. Like, a lot of successful people you see out there, they did things they were not comfortable with. They did things, like, they challenged themselves. Basically, just challenging yourself. Challenge yourself, like, do things that you never thought you could do. If it's time, maybe you've never worked out. At you, people, I hate this thing that people think that working out is for people who are maybe fat and want to lose weight. No, working out is healthy first for your mind. I hope you all know that. Working out is so healthy for your mind. Working out is healthy for your body. Like, it helps you to be active. So just find things that you have never done, basically things you haven't done, and you would want to incorporate that in your routine and get out of your comfort zone. Like the good girl that I am, I put up some things that would help you to just start the journey to getting out of your comfort zone. So today it's about leaving your comfort zone and entering the growth zone. There's a quote that says, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. Life begins at the end of your comfort zone. If at all you want to be successful, ile successful ya kabisa, you have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to get out of your comfort zone. So the first one, you have to challenge yourself. The first step to getting out of your comfort zone, challenging yourself. As I said earlier, doing things even if you've never done, doing things you know you're uncomfortable with. There's something, I was reading a book that says that if you do things that you're uncomfortable with, now that is a good step of being successful. Not things that umezoea, just living your life in a routine. Things umezoea, even if you're working, maybe you're working, you're comfortable with your job. Then you're just comfortable. You don't want anything. You're comfortable with your job. You're comfortable with your salary at the end of the month. You don't want to add your skill set. You don't want to know other things. That is not good. So you have to challenge yourself. It is here that you live your life in a routine. Do not just live your life in a routine. Don't play too safe, by the way. Do not play too safe all the time. Break out of the old comfortable routines. Expand your skill. Be ready to learn. Be ready to learn. Be ready to learn. Be ready to learn. Always be open-minded. Always be open-minded. Because here is an example. Here is an example. Maybe you're a graduate. You're a graduate of media and communication. So my graduate hapo ukuna your papers, you have your papers, your graduation papers, you have all the skills, you have met all the requirements. So you applied for, this is an example. Tuseme you've applied for a job. Sindio, you applied for a job, you sent your CV, your cert, and then you were shortlisted for the job. So they called you in for an interview, and then when you went to the interview, of course, there are other shortlisted candidates. Let's say about six of you were shortlisted. So there's only one position, of course, for the job. Alafu, sasa, what will set you apart, by the way? Ask yourself, what will set you apart? Because of all the six people hapo, all of you are graduates. You mefanya kosmoja, media and communication. All of you have graduated. Alafu, all of you have met all the requirements. So the person who wants to give you the job at all, what sets you apart? Why would I give you the job and not you, the other candidate? Give me just one reason, not even two. Just give me one reason why I should give you the job and not the other candidate. What will set you apart? What will set you apart? See your skills. The skills that you have. Maybe, of course, you're from media and communication, but you know product, you know other things, side things. Maybe you know designing, maybe graphic design. You have graphic design skills. You have communication skills, you have interpersonal skills, you are a full package. You have a lot of skills. See, that will set you apart. Maybe the others do not have. That will set you apart. So expand your skill set, either professionally, just expand your skill set. I am telling you, it will really help you out there. Be ready to learn always. Be ready to learn. Invest in your skills and build resilience. Personal certification, and it opens up more opportunities than ever. So that is a good step to working out. So guys, how are you enjoying the episode so far? I hope the episode is helpful to you. I hope you find this helpful and meaningful. And if you do, kindly feel free to share it. Before we continue, let's have a short commercial break. Maseno Comrade Travels and Tours is a traveling company based in Maseno. It offers transport services from Maseno to Mombasa, Nairobi, Migori, Nakuru, Kisii, Naivasha, Homa Bay, and Eldoret. It also offers touring services such as road trips, and it also offers car hire services. For more information, contact them on 0796-519796 and 0704-321-205. You can also find them on all social media platforms at Maseno Comrade Travels and Tours, and you can also send them an email on masenocomradetravelsandtours@gmail.com. Maseno Comrade Travels and Tours, travel the campus experience. Hey, so before we went on a commercial break, we are talking about getting out of your comfort zone and going into your growth zone. I'm sure everybody wants to grow here. Hakuna msi anatakanga to live a stagnant life. Of all things I know, no one wants to live a stagnant life. Everybody wants to grow. And if you want to grow, you have to put in the work, by the way. You have to put in the work. You can't just sit here, do normal things, do average things, be average and expect to have like good to be successful. No, you have to leave your comfort zone. So start working out. That is another thing you can, that is another helpful tip on leaving your comfort zone. Start working out. By the way, working out is so good. It helps your mind, it helps your body. Take your workouts to the next level. Atakamani running, even if you can't still afford a gym, run, do squeeze it. Yani, there's nothing akuna YouTube. Everything is on YouTube. All those workouts, there are apps nowadays for working out. Everything, even if you can't afford gym, that is not an excuse. Go download yourself that app, that working out app. Go to YouTube. There are a lot of tutorials. There are a lot of videos on working out. Go there and start your journey on working out. Funny thing, all successful people's stories always include working out. Fit body, fit mind. It is because working out helps you to be creative and innovative. Kabisa, kabisa. Another thing on getting out of your comfort zone, getting out of your routine is get creative. Get creative. Of course, this involves a little bit of risk. And we all know, no risk, no reward. You have to be a risk taker at times. You just have to take risks. Live your life on the edge, kiasi, to have those successful big results. So start building something. It may be a business or something. Just start. Start doing something. But then in this life, imagine you have to start. Imagine you have to stop giving yourself excuses. You want to do something. No, I don't have this. I can't do this because of such and such a reason. No, you have to start. Just challenge yourself. Get creative and learn in the process. Learn in the process and trust the process. Cindy, exercising creativity is a good way to train yourself to have a growth mindset. Kabisa. Because, for example, a man's a business. You've started a business. Let's say, which type of business? You're selling clothes. Yo, maybe you've started selling clothes. So in the process of selling clothes, you will have to learn. You'll have to maybe consult other people who have done such businesses. You have to consult them and ask them maybe how they do the business, where they get their stock from, how they manage, how they budget. So it helps you, of course, to grow your mind. Having that business, it also helps you to grow your business mind and have a growth mindset. No need to be perfect. No one is perfect. Start from where you are. Start with what you have. Big business persons. The fifth one, challenge your beliefs. Challenge your beliefs. But before that, you remember our session for Song of the Week? So, this week's Song of the Week is dope. It's a song by DJ Khaled on his latest album. It's so dope. It's a song by DJ Khaled, and he featured John Legend. He featured Jay-Z. He featured Lil Wayne. I'm sure you already know the song I'm talking about. The song is called God Did. And I love this song, especially the lyrics. Man! Tebu, hear it. If you have not heard it, here is the song.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh. But look at us now. They counted us out.
Time to say a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't
make it bow our heads.
Oh, but I know God did. Oh, yes, He did. Oh, God
did.
God is great. Nose dive, they just praying that I crash. But those guys, they don't want to see you last. Take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer, divide niggas. Wrong side of the petition, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big calm, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send him on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God did. Oh, yes, He did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when He made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the bitchy. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'ma have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlocks, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a twin every day back. I fuck the world and what I did, I practice safe sex. I pray more and say it less, God did the rest.
They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up.
It breaks my heart. Where we at, go? Where we at, go? Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched a billy until Hope did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Bree. Bronze and rock boys.
Nice song. Nice. That is a nice jam. A nice jam. Because the lyrics are so powerful. Before they... Before they overrate me, they go and underestimate me. Well, once God did. It's a nice song. It's so inspiring. I hope you guys enjoyed it. So, I was saying about challenging your beliefs is a good way in growing your mindset and leaving your comfort zone. While exploring alternative perspectives can be very uncomfortable because kuna vitu tu you can maybe umezoea. Yani things you grew up with, some things that you adapted. So, while exploring other alternatives, that can be so uncomfortable. But this exploring these alternatives enables growth and insight by challenging entrenched beliefs. It can challenge you. So, you can read books. I hope you're reading books, guys. I hope you guys are reading books. Anyway, I won't lie to you. Even me, kitambo, I didn't used to read. But nowadays, I'm just adapting that reading culture. I try to read a book each month. And I tell you guys, that habit is mind-opening. You learn a lot of things. Yani, while reading a book, like it's like you're in a whole other world. And you see the world in a different way. It is so nice. So guys, if you have not started your reading culture, this is your sign. This is your sign to start reading that book. Try and read a book even a month. You will see the world in a different way. You will be so wise. You will be so knowledgeable. It is so nice. And you will see, like, try and read different genres and you will see the world in a different way. It opens your mind. Trust me, it opens your mind and it's so nice. Diversify who you talk to. Diversify people that you mingle with. Mingle with different people from different walks of life. Network. Someone said, your network is your net worth, bana. Go there and talk to different people. Talk to different people. Mingle with different people. Look at how people view life from a different perspective. It is a good way to grow your mindset and to get out of your routine. It will challenge you to get out of your routine and get out of your comfort zone. Visit new places. Visit new places. It will help you to envision life differently. Don't just live in your small town. Yani, that routine I was talking about, going to work, going home. No, if you have the chance, at on weekends, that's why we have weekends. You can't work daily. Those weekends are for doing something different. If you don't work on weekends, that's why you have those weekends, to do something different. Go out there, visit places, meet different people, see different things, see the world, and envision life differently. I'm sure you will learn a lot. Don't just be stuck in your ways. Don't just be stuck in your ways. Like I always say, be open-minded. Be open-minded, kabisa. And practice honesty. That is the last point. Practice honesty. I didn't know about that, by the way, that practicing honesty is a good way to leave your comfort zone. Because if you relate with someone and have genuine intentions, because people like associating with people who are honest and have genuine intentions. So guys, I hope this was helpful to you. I hope this is your sign to leave your comfort zone. I hope this is your sign to get out of your routine. I know it was not so long, this episode, but I hope it was helpful. I hope you learned a lot from this episode. And by the way, this is my first episode with ads. yeah. Keep winning. We are winning here on Unspoken. I'm so happy. This is my first episode with an ad. A sponsored partnership, sponsored promotion. I'm a paid promotion. This is my first episode with a paid ad. And I'm so happy. Thank you to Maseno Comrade Travels and Tours for sponsoring this episode. I'm so happy to work with you guys. So go and check them out. They're located in Maseno, but you can find them on all social media platforms. That is Facebook, Instagram. They also have their email. So thank you for Maseno Comrade Travels for sponsoring this episode. Remember, guys, if you want to run your ads on my episode. If you want to advertise your business here on my episode on Unspoken, remember you can reach me out on my social media platforms. That is Awino Awiti at Awino Awiti on my personal page and at Unspoken Podcast KE on Instagram. Thank you for all the support I'm getting from you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you have topics that you want me to talk about, something you want me to talk about, you can hit my DM. You can hit my DM. You can hit my DM. And I think this is the second last episode in this season. This is season one of Unspoken. So I think we'll have 20 episodes. We'll have 20 episodes. So this is episode 19. So kuna episode moja imbaki. And then vikafunga. Tukafunge. So, and then we go to season 2 of Unspoken. And I'm thinking of season 2 to change things a little bit. You're gonna love season 2, guys. You are gonna love season 2. Season 2 is going to be like, just, oof, like, it's good. I'm just going to put out things out there. Everything. I'm going to put all things out there. The love part, the relationship part, because guys have been telling me about that, some topics. Most topics that you guys tell me to talk about, child. Nazionangatuna sima, where you guys, aki you guys. So, but I'm here. So, season 2, I think I'll go on that directions. But of course, I'll find a way to associate them in a personal development way. Cindy, also be ready for season 2. Season 2 is coming bigger and better. You better watch out. You better watch out. Season 2 is going to be bigger and better. Thank you for the support. Thank you. Thank you for everyone who tuned in to all these episodes of season 1. Continue listening. Continue sharing. And I'm glad to have you on this side. I am glad to have you here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Remember, my name is Awino Awiti, and I will see you next time. Bye.
You're ready, but I'm unspoken. You're amazing, and you shine a light on me. And you're ready, but I'm unspoken.